Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky.
Good morning and welcome to Woman, wake up, get your coffee and keep your radio dial locked into 91.9 FM. On Woman to Woman today, we are going to be talking to plastic surgeon Dr. Andrew Jimerson with Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions. Now, if you have a question, feel free to call in live and ask. Just make sure that your question is concise as possible, as we only have 30 minutes. Woman to Woman is a special series focusing on women. I'm Fonda Smith, along with Aziza here in the studio. Right, Aziza?
That's right, Fonda. We have a great show planned today for our listeners. For all of the women out there listening, today's show is all about you. We want to keep it very positive, so without further ado, let's get things started. Right after this break, we'll have plastic surgeon Dr. Andrew Jimerson live.
Well, before we go to the break, Aziza, I want to let folks know real quick. Now, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Jimerson, we ask that you pay close attention during the breaks for information on how to contact Dr. Jimerson at Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions. We want to spend as much time as possible answering your questions. You can also go to WCLK.com and you will find a link from our website to Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions. The number to call in, 404-880-9255. That's the studio number. Rob, our director, is going to let me know when we get the calls, but it's 404-880-9255. We're going to take a quick break. Listen closely. You'll hear information on how to reach Dr. Jimerson. And when we return, we're going to have Dr. Jimerson live with Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions. Programming on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK is sponsored in part by Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions, located at 6920 McGinnis Ferry Road in Suwanee, Georgia. Morehouse graduate Dr. Andrew Jimerson of Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions specializes in the latest techniques in cosmetic surgery and offers services including breast enhancement and augmentation and mini and full facelifts. For more information, it's available at www.advancedplasticsurgerysolutions.com. or 678-205-8400. Welcome back to Woman to Woman. I'm Fonda Smith along with Aziza. Our topic today, the forbidden fruit, plastic surgery. Aziza, how taboo is plastic surgery in your opinion?
Well, Fonda, I believe that each year it is getting less and less. Women are taking charge of their lives as well as their body, and they realize that it's okay to always look good. How about we let Dr. Jimerson answer that question, since he has performed all types of plastic surgery from facelifts to breast augmentation to buttock enhancement.
Good morning, Dr. Jimerson. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Let's talk about plastic surgery. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I have noticed a major transformation since the time that I, you know, started training. And I think that in the last, I'd say, maybe 4 or 5 years, there has been a dramatic change in the taboo of plastic surgery. You know, before it used to be just about, you know, the celebrities or the rich getting plastic surgery. But now with the prices coming down some, and also with the development of procedures for people, you know, of all different types of cultures, I've noticed that it's a lot more acceptable and that, you know, a lot of people are getting in and talking about it.
What type of procedures, Dr. Jimerson, are most popular?
You know, for me, the most popular procedure right now, I think, is the creation of curves. And so I, in my practice, I think, you know, butt augmentation.
Yeah, that is pretty popular.
Very.
Combined with body sculpting and breast sculpting, I think those are right now for, you know, a certain segment of the population is extremely popular.
I think a lot of women, Dr. Jimerson and Aziza as well, are probably concerned about the safety factors in terms of having plastic surgery done. What would you say to a female that is concerned about that?
You know, I think that plastic surgery is safe if it's performed by the right, you know, by board-certified plastic surgeon. You know, we have a lot of training, a lot of years of training and learning how to make the procedure safe. But also it depends on patient selection, and that's part of our job to make sure that the person is healthy enough to be able to have elective surgery. And what patients can do is make sure that they're healthy and make sure that they're honest with their surgeon before having the surgery.
Dr. Jemison, wouldn't you agree that part of the safety of plastic surgery is the person doing their part? Like you said, being healthy, preparing themselves, making sure that they are medically cleared by their own physician?
Right. So just making sure that they're honest, making sure that they get medical clearance, making sure that, you know, they have high blood pressure, that they get that under control, diabetes under control.
Excellent. Dr. Jemison, I don't mean to cut you off, but we only have 30 minutes, and we've got a caller on the line. We have Stacy. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question and or comment for Dr. Jemison or Aziz or myself? But we know it's Dr. Jemison, and that's okay. Thanks for calling, Stacy.
Thank you. My question is for Dr. Jemison. I've heard about you a lot with your fat grafting to the butt procedure, but I was wondering if that fat could be used for anything else. Like, I'm interested in having my breasts enlarged, but I'm nervous about implants.
Yeah, actually, now we're actually starting to do fat grafting to the breast. So, and we can actually do it for a lot of different body parts, but the breast is definitely an area that is new. And I've done several procedures, and people have been happy with that. And it is an alternative to breast implants. It doesn't create the same shape as a breast implant, but it makes the breast fuller, more natural, teardrop shape. And I think it has a lot of promise for the future.
Thank you, Stacy.
How medically safe is the augmentation? You said it was pretty new, Dr. Jemison. This is Fonda.
Okay. Yeah, how safe is the breast? You mean fat grafting to the
breast? Yeah, fat grafting to the breast.
You know, back in the early, I think, 1980s, 1990s, people put fat, or there was a plastic surgeon that suggested putting fat in the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the plastic surgery community was not fond of that at that time because they thought that it could inhibit mammograms from detecting breast cancer.
Right, but we're past that all at this point. It's been approved and everything. Now, let me tell you, we've got another caller on the line, Dr. Jemison. We have Shelly giving us a call. Shelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, and thanks for calling. Your question?
Good morning. I was just curious about, I keep on hearing about this, just moving fat around, and you could really the butt big. It's really true, and if so, how do you do this?
Okay, so...
So she's asking about buttocks augmentation or the fat grafting, Shelly. Is that what you're asking about?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
So what I do, I don't just do butt augmentation, but to answer your question, what I do is I try to reshape the entire woman body. So what we do is we take fat from your abdomen, your love handles, you know, your inner thighs, your lower back, and we use that fat. So first of all, is we're just not just taking that fat. We're also trying to contour those areas of the body and give it nice curves. And then what I do is I inject it. I process the fat, and then using a proprietary technique, I inject the fat into the butt and hips, and I create a nice hourglass shape with a nice round, perky, full butt.
Like a curve?
Yes.
The figure eight?
Yes.
Now, Zizi, you had a question?
Yeah. How do you determine how many cc's you inject into the buttocks?
You know, the first thing I do is I figure out what shape I want. So I set the shape first, and however many cc's that takes to set the shape, that's what I do.
So that's your call and not the client's
or
patient's.
That's my call because I don't know until I'm actually in the operating room doing the procedure how many cc's that's going to take. And it's different for different people. And because it depends on your height, your weight, how wide your butt is, and also, the density of your buttock tissue and your skin texture and elasticity.
In other words, so, if you have room.
Basically.
Right. Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Jemison. We know about the buttocks implants. Is the augmentation safer than the implants? I know a lot of women probably wonder about that because, you know, the implants have been around forever and a day in terms of the breast, but we're dealing with another area now that's a popular area.
Yeah, I think that fat grafting to the fat grafting procedure is less complications than the butt implant procedure because it's your own natural fat. You know, you put it in the you put it in the butt, and you know, after you go through the post-operative period, then you're done. With implants, including breast implants and butt implants, you know, you do have to maintain it, and at some point it's going to need to be replaced. So, and there's a higher risk of infection with butt implants. I do butt implants for people who just don't have enough fat to do the fat transfer. And sometimes I'll do a combination procedure where I'll do the butt implant with the fat grafting procedure.
Dr. Jemison, what about losing weight after you had the buttock enhancement? Would you lose
or
your
before.
Behind?
Or before.
Or is it more important to lose it before? Would you lose your behind afterwards? What is your suggestion as far as weight is concerned?
I usually like people to be about 15 or so pounds above their goal weight. So that's the weight at which they think they look the best at. It's not necessarily their ideal weight, but it's their goal weight. And if they're there at that, they're going to need to kind of maintain that weight after the procedure in order to fully take full effect of their buttock transformation procedure. But so for people who are heavier than that, I usually recommend that they try to lose as much weight as they can prior to the procedure. But I am transferring fat that is resistant to diet and exercise. So I tell people, you know, even if I do the procedure and you lose the weight, the shape you should maintain most of the shape, and even though your butt is getting smaller, your whole body is getting smaller. So proportionally, you still look like you have a nice shaped butt.
Two quick questions, Dr. Jemison. First of all, folks, if you're listening out there and you have a question for Dr. Jemison, you can call in 404-880-9255. That's 404-880-9255. Now, I want to revisit again when you were talking about you're using fat that is not really being used other areas in the body. This is just that extra fat that we have hanging around that we want to get rid of, and you know where to get those areas. And does it come back in the area that you've taken it out of?
You know,
so you're not odd shaped, later on.
Actually, I actually think that if you gain weight, you're actually, it looked better than you would if you hadn't had the liposuction done. Because you're not going to gain as much weight. You will gain weight in the areas that are liposuction, but you won't gain as much weight. So you'll still have a curvy appearance. So people who I've seen that I've done the surgery on and then they end up gaining weight, and I'm not telling people to gain weight after after surgery, but they actually end up looking like they can hold their weight better. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make them look weird. But I don't recommend that people gain weight after surgery. I do want them to diet and exercise and make sure that they're maintaining their weight.
Thank you, Dr. Jemison. Right now, we need to take a quick break. Please listen closely for information on how to contact Dr. Jemison after the show. You can also go to WCLK.com, where you will find a link from our website to Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions website.
We'll be right back. Programming on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK is sponsored in part by Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions, located at 6920 McGinnis Ferry Road in Suwanee, Georgia. Morehouse graduate Dr. Andrew Jemison of Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions specializes in the latest techniques in cosmetic surgery and offers services including breast enhancement and augmentation and mini and full facelifts. For more information, it's available at www.advancedplasticsurgerysolutions.com. or 678-205-8400. Welcome back to Woman in the studio. Fonda Smith along with Aziza and Dr. Jemison with Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions. And we're talking about plastic surgery. We've had a couple of callers. If you have a question, you can call in as well. The number is 404-880-9255. That's 404-880-9255. Now, Aziza, I believe you had another question for Dr. Jemison.
Absolutely. Dr. Jemison, I know that your plastic surgery center has now become known as the House of curves. And I know that part of creating those curves is taking the fat from the right places for the hot new procedure, the buttock enhancement. Why do you pick the specific areas that you pick? Because sometimes I know, you know, I work with you, people come in, they want fat taken from their arms and put into their behind. But does that do anything to enhance the curves?
Which is good as well. So in other words, we do want to know where he gets the fat, why he chooses the areas to take the fat from.
Right.
You know, I think that whenever we're creating when I'm trying to create the perfect shape or the perfect curve, it's not just fat grafting, but it's also where I'm taking the fat from. So it's a dynamic between the liposculpture that I'm doing and, you know, and the fat grafting. So, you know, I actually do a very systematic approach where I try to remove fat from the areas that is going to enhance the curve, and then that'll help shape the curve. So, and it's different for different people. So, for instance, if you have a very flat long butt with a lot of fat in the back, I'm going to definitely want to get some fat from the lower back because I think that's going to enhance the curve of the butt.
Or make it stand out more. That's,
yeah.
That's excellent.
Now, some people don't have a lot of fat back there, you know, but their stomach is protruding out.
Yeah, we women, we know that only too well, especially after children. But Dr. Jemerson, I want to stop you there for a moment. We'll revisit that because we have a caller. We have Sheila on the line. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thank you. I'm still trying to wake up.
That's okay, but thank you for calling in. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. I want to know, what is the difference between liposuction and a tummy tuck? And also, I wanted to know, tonight, like I said, I just logged on. I don't know if you answer this question or not, but are you able to take the fat to the stomach and place it in the breast to make it fuller, or would I still have to get implants or lift?
So you have two questions, Sheila. Let's start with the first one. Dr. Jemerson, okay. Does she need to repeat the first one for you? Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. So the difference between liposuction and a tummy tuck is liposuction is about removing fat, whereas tummy tuck is about removing skin. So... So, for instance, I would use liposuction for someone who just needed fat removed, but their skin was tight enough so that, and it would just snap back, so the elasticity in the skin would snap back, and there was no overhang. Okay. But some people, especially women after pregnancy, they have a lot of stretch marks on their skin, which creates poor elasticity in the, or basically the skin doesn't snap back. And so if I were just to do liposuction alone in those women, they would still have a lot of overhang. And so the overhang I can take care of with the tummy tuck. And okay. And so tummy tuck, I actually cut the skin out. And I also tighten the muscles up underneath. And then I pull the skin as tight as I can. So, but at the end of the day, you'll have a scar in your bikini line and you'll have a scar around your belly button. So that's the difference between liposuction and a tummy tuck. And for your second question, yes, we can do fat grafting to the breast, and I'll often take fat from the stomach area or the flanks or your inner thighs, and I can inject those into the breast. Now, a lot of people who want their breasts fuller, they also need a breast lift, especially, you know, after you've had children. So we can also do breast lift to make your breast perkier, and then we can fill it out with the fat grafting. It doesn't give the same look as an implant, but it gives a very nice look.
Well,
thank you, Sheila. Now,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Dr. Jemerson, what if you want to have your breasts, and it's not an augmentation, but if they're too large, and you, what is it? Is this
a reduction.
A reduction.
I do breast reductions. Sometimes they're covered by the insurance company, depending on how much needs to be reduced. But that involves... you know, just taking tissue out, and it depends on your height and your weight. And
yeah, because that can be painful for women. I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Yeah, a large breast can definitely hurt your shoulders, your back, and also can create maceration infection underneath the breast. So if your breasts are extremely large, then there is a procedure there for you.
That's excellent. And I think we have another caller. Rob's getting things set up for that person. We have Valerie on the line. Valerie, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Jemerson.
Okay, Dr. Jemison, I have a question. I'm 95 pounds, and I have a little bit of fat, and I was told by a couple of people that if you tried to gain weight, you still wouldn't be able to have the surgery. How would somebody like me, 95 pounds, I'm 5'3", I wanted to know, is that true? Would I ever be able to have the surgery done?
That's a good question.
What type of surgery, Valerie? The buttock surgery or the...
For someone like you, the first step would be to try to figure out how to have you gain weight. And so, you know, for people who have a hard time gaining weight, we usually recommend that they drink Ensure or some protein or some high calorie shake that allows them to gain the weight by, you know, the increased calories. Sometimes that doesn't work, and so in those cases, we'd have to do the butt implant procedure.
Or the combination, Dr. Jemison?
Mm-hmm. If they can gain some weight, then I'll do the combination procedure, which allows me to put a smaller implant in and then fill the rest out with fat, and also because the fat is really good for contouring and also creating hips, and a lot of times people also need hips, and mm-hmm. so... I like doing the contour procedure because I can put a smaller implant in. I like doing the combination procedure because I can put a smaller implant in, which I think makes less complications, and I can also use the additional fat to contour.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Jemison. Is it true, we've heard that they will say that if you're going to have plastic surgery, if you're going to have more than one procedure, it's best to get it done at the same time, like if you're going to do the breast and the buttocks or mm-hmm. have lipo or a tummy tuck? Actually, how many procedures can you do all at once? I mean, if I'm going to be put out, I think I'm going to want to get as much done as possible. But what's your opinion on that?
It really depends on how much time it takes the surgeon to do the procedures, and also, you know, your weight and size. So I've done, you know, breast augmentation, tummy tucking, and fat grafting the butt at the same time. And that usually takes me about 4 hours to do, maybe 3.5-4 hours.
Wow.
But we usually don't like keeping patients asleep on the table for more than 6 hours. So
what's the healing time? We didn't ask or to really talk about that for the buttocks augmentation and or for the breast. How long does it take for, what's the downtime?
For the most people, I'd say about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what you're getting done. If you're just getting the fat grafting procedure, I think about 10 days to 2 weeks downtime. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be completely healed, but you'll be able to go back to work after about 2 weeks. If you combine it with a tummy tuck, maybe 3 weeks.
Is age
really
a factor?
Is
age a factor?
I think age is a factor, and also just your physical...
Absolutely.
Health before mm-hmm. surgery. So if you're in shape or, you know, if the tummy tuck is, for instance, not a big tummy tuck, I mean, you're just actually removing skin, then your healing time is going to be less.
Real quick, Dr. Jemison, if a woman has had children or is planning on having more children, should she consider plastic surgery, either the buttocks or the tummy tuck or any type of augmentation or, you know, grafting?
We get that question.
Yeah, I thought about that as well.
I think it's okay to get the fat grafting procedure, you know, if you're still planning to have children. Because it really depends on the proximity of when you're planning to have children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're planning to have children that year, then you should wait. But if you just in the future or at some point plan to have children,
maybe wait till you're done.
No, I say if you're, like, for instance, if you're in your 20s and you don't have a mate, or, you know, then you can go in and get the fat grafting.
If you don't have a mate. Real quick, Dr. Jemison, we have Cynthia on the line, another caller. Cynthia, thank you for calling. Can you go ahead and ask Dr. Jemison your question?
Hi, yes. I wanted to find out about tagging breasts for women over 45. What procedure or how safe is that to make augmentation?
So women who have sagging breasts, we do a breast lift. And it depends on how much of a sag there is to determine exactly what type of breast lift you have. There's several different types. For people who just have a little bit of sag, you can do a crescent lift, which is where we just remove a little skin on top of the nipple and pull the nipple up. And that spans all the way to a full breast lift, where we have to make kind of an anchor-type incision. So we're pulling the nipple up, but you have an incision around your nipple and then down to your breast fold and then in the breast fold. And so the breast lift is not going to make it bigger. It'll actually make it a little bit smaller, but it'll lift the nipple up. And then if you want it to be bigger, then we can do implants or fat grafting. Or I like to do a combination where you're doing implants with fat grafting. And I think that creates the ultimate contour, and that's part of the J-curve transformation.
Excellent. Now, Dr. Jimerson, we're just about out of time. Wow, 30 minutes has gone by already.
Wow.
Let's wrap this up. Do you have any final words that you want to say to the folks out there listening, to the females that are perhaps considering plastic surgery and may be afraid to do it? What are your final thoughts?
You know, I think do your research. Get on the internet. You know, find the plastic surgeon who most has your vision in mind. You know, here at in my office, I think that we offer several procedures for, you know, women who want their breasts done, who want their butt done, who want curves. I emphasize curves, which is different from a lot of other plastic surgeons. And, you know, just do your homework and get in shape. And
get prepared.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jimerson. Aziza, any final words?
Yes. Just to kind of piggyback what Dr. Jimerson said, come in for your consultation. Get your answers. Consultations aren't scary. We're not going to perform surgery on that day. You know, you just come in and get your answer. But also know that
are consultations free?
Ours are.
Okay.
It just depends on the doctor.
Okay, because I know women wonder about that question, the
absolutely,
financial aspect
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. But also know that Dr. Jimerson, along with other plastic surgeons, they're not magicians. They can't, you know, all they can do is enhance what you're already working with. Once you get off the table, you got to put in the work. It's a year-long recovery. I know for myself, because I'm 1 year post-tummy tuck with liposuction, and this really is a true recovery. But every 6 weeks, you will see transformations in your body. And know that age is just a number. There's not a limit. We're all supposed to be like fine wine and improve as we get older.
Excellent. And don't forget, folks, plastic surgery is not taboo. It's just about what you feel comfortable doing for yourself. Again, welcome to Woman to Woman. 30 minutes gone by already.
Wow.
We'll come back in March with another show. But thanks to all the callers. Thank you, Dr. Jimerson. Thank you,
you're
Aziza.
Welcome.
Thank you, Father.
Woman to Woman will be back right now. Rob, our director, is going to take over from this point. Make sure you keep your dial locked to 91.9 FM. WCLK. Programming on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK is sponsored in part by Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions, located at 6920 McGinnis Ferry Road in Suwanee, Georgia. Morehouse graduate Dr. Andrew Jimerson of Advanced Plastic Surgery Solutions specializes in the latest techniques in cosmetic surgery and offers services including breast enhancement and augmentation and mini and full facelifts. For more information, it's available at www.advancedplasticsurgerysolutions.com. or 678-205-8400.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.